Good and Erev Shabbos, everybody. It's time to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos, the first Shabbos of the year. What a special Shabbos. I want to thank our generous sponsors for Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos, Mendy and Sephora Fishman, our dear friends, as Chutzpacha, Yerftabat, Sephora Friedel, memory of the Lord Jonathan Sachs, of Yaakov Tzvi Ben David Aryeh. Here comes that siren. Shabbos Fridays are getting shorter and shorter. You got to get ready earlier and earlier. But what could be better than welcoming the Heilig of the Holy Shabbos on the first Shabbos of the year? Here we go. Let's turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. So this Shabbos is no ordinary Shabbos. Shabbos is what is known as Shabbos Shuvah because of the Haftorah that we're going to read. We're going to read Kechui Machem Dvarim V'Shuvah El Hashem Shabbos Shuvah, the Shabbos of Tshuva. This is the Shabbos of returning to Hashem. And it occurred to me, I was thinking, you know, every year during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, I look forward to Shabbos Shuvah, not only for the big drasha that I have the privilege of being able to give, but I look forward because all week long, Aseret Yemei Tshuva, we're struggling, we're pushing, we're waking up early, slichos. We radically change our schedule. We get less sleep even than usual. Davening is extended, is longer. We're saying Avinu Malkeinu. But then Shabbos comes, and Shabbos you get to sleep in a little bit. Shabbos, there is no slichos in the morning. And Shabbos davening, there is no Avinu Malkeinu. So what happened? Don't we need it for all 10 days? Aren't we getting ready for Yom Kippur? Aren't we trying to prove our worthiness? Why is it? And I think the answer is very simple. The answer is you don't need these things on Shabbos because Shabbos is an altogether different dimension. Shabbos, we're transported into an altogether different place. Shabbos achieves for tshuva what we need slichos and Avinu Malkeinu during the week for. Because the whole idea of tshuva is to say, I'm a different person. I'm not the same. I'm becoming a different person. I'm committed to growing into a different person, a better person. But Shabbos comes and Panei Shabbos Nekabla, we put in our Shabbos Panim and we are different people. So all the time, Shabbos is an opportunity for tshuva. Shabbos is an opportunity. Adam Rishon was expelled from Gan Eden on Erev Shabbos, and God gave him Shabbos in order to rebuild and regroup and redefine and come back. And for all of us, after every week, a week in which there can be mistakes, a week in which there can be shortcomings, a week in which there can be miscalculations, and Shabbos comes, we regroup, we regather, we reset. Shabbos comes, we forgive others, we forgive ourselves. We go into Shabbos letting go. We go into Shabbos letting God. We go into Shabbos fully embracing this opportunity to put on our Shabbos panim, Pnei Shabbos Nekabla, to be different people, to be the Shabbos version of ourselves, the better version of ourselves, the Neshama Yesera version of ourselves. So who needs Slichos or Avinu Malkeinu? Who needs these other trappings of encouraging and pushing and promoting tshuva when Shabbos itself is the ultimate springboard or platform for doing tshuva? Sfas Emes, Tafresh Nun Dalet writes, Shabbos is called Shabbos tshuva, ki Shabbos Shayach Biyosalin tshuva. Shabbos is so intrinsically connected to tshuva. Tshuva comes from seeing a better version of ourselves, aspiring and growing and elevating and reaching. And that's exactly what Shabbos is really all about. This whole time period, we're trying to be Mamlech Hashem. But you know what is Shabbos? Yismechu b'malchuscha, shomrei Shabbos v'korei oneg. Yismechu in what? B'malchuscha. So if this 10 days we're being Mamlech Hashem, we're still coronating the King, we are submitting and surrendering to the King, we're recognizing the dominion, the providence of the King. So that's what Shabbos is. We rejoice. Yismechu in what? B'malchuscha. All week long, I confuse your kingdom. All week long, I think I'm in my kingdom. All week long, I'm confused by what I watch and read and see and listen to, by the chase and by the pursuit. But Shabbos comes and I rest. Shabbos comes and I have peace and peace of mind and serenity. And Shabbos, I'm in your kingdom. And you know what happens when we submit and surrender, when we enter your kingdom, Hashem? When we let go and let God, when we stop trying to control or predict everything? Then yismechu b'malchuscha. We feel simcha. Yismechu, we feel a joy. We feel the happiness, the serenity, the peace of mind. The yismechu of what? Of being b'malchuscha, of being in your place. It's not a coincidence that Baal Shem Tov tells us Shabbos is the same letters as Shavta, last week's parsta, v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. Tshuva includes v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha, to go back and to return until where? To Hashem. V'shavta is Shabbos. When do we go back on Shabbos? We can think and we have space and we have margin and we can sing and we can learn and we can laugh and we can read. It's on Shabbos that v'shavta, that we go back, that we restore, that we return to our roots, that we reset on Shabbos. Shabbos is also the letters of Boshes. Boshes means shame. The core or the prerequisite to growth, to personal transformation, is to feel a healthy sense of shame. Not the debilitating, paralyzing shame, but ashamed that I'm better than that. I could do better than that. I am ashamed at what I did or how I behaved or what I thought. And when we come into Shabbos with that sense of shame, that sense of boshes, we're able to lift up and to elevate. Busha and Shabbos, boshes and Shabbos, they go together. Why? Because what is at the core of tshuva? Hispatlus, bittel, bittel of the yesh. There's no sense of I, me, my wants, my need, my control. I let go. I bittel, I mevatel my yesh. I nullify, I relinquish my sense of self. Baal Shem Tov understood the Gemara this way. The Gemara says, Hameis be'erev Shabbos, simin yafel lo. If a person dies on Erev Shabbos, it's a good sign, it's a good omen. Now, we don't want to die, we don't glorify death, we don't ever want to die, but a person who dies on Erev Shabbos, simin yafel lo. And the Baal Shem Tov understood this Gemara to mean that Meis be'erev Shabbos means if we nullify, if we kill our ego, our id, our sense of self. Meis doesn't mean I literally death on Erev Shabbos. Meis be'erev Shabbos means our sense of self, our ego. So, you know, Erev Shabbos is a time that many people experience the opposite. There's a power struggle, there's a fight. Children, our spouse, the world didn't behave the way we want. You didn't clean up, you didn't get ready, you didn't put that away, you didn't set that up, you didn't shower, you didn't change. We get frustrated and we are vulnerable and susceptible to anger and to ego. But Erev Shabbos specifically is a time that we have to do the opposite. Not that we express our ego and the world the way that we want, and we try to impose ourselves or express power over others, or God forbid, indulge the ego and get angry. It's the opposite. We nullify and we submit and we surrender and we relinquish that ego. It's bittel the yesh. We nullify that sense of me, of my I. I'm entering Shabbos. I'm entering a zone where there is no me. There's Hashem. I'm entering a His space. So you know what? I can encourage and I can push and I can even reprimand and criticize, let's say, children who were supposed to do something who didn't. But I do it from a place of calm and serenity. I do it not from a place of anger and ego. I do it from a place of encouragement and enrichment. Not from a place of feeding any sense of yesh, any sense of ani, any sense of I. So Shabbos and Boshes, same letters. Vishavta and Shabbos. Shabbos Shuva is the first Shabbos of the year. It's Mesugol. This Shabbos, oh, everything follows the beginning. We got to get the first Shabbos of the year off to a positive start. We got to start the year with a bang and start the year with momentum and start the year. We're exhausted. We're tired. Slichos and davening and tshuva. It is all exhausting. But we can't be too exhausted to start the year and to get the momentum going with an elevated Shabbos. To come early, you know, there's a tradition, it's brought down by many tzaddikim. There are 7 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. 7 days are the number of the week. And it means that what we do and how we behave on each day of the week in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we could be mesakein. We could repair and correct that corresponding day of the week the whole previous year. Erev Shabbos. That means normally on Friday we ran late, and normally on Shabbos we ran into 18 minutes, and normally on Shabbos we came late to shul or lit candles late. Normally on Shabbos our table wasn't set earlier, we didn't come prepared with the Dvar Torah. We can repair it, we can correct it. We can set the momentum for this coming year, because this is the first Shabbos, Shabbos Shuva. This is it. So friends, Chevra, let's turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Let's get this year started with a bang. Shabbos, Boshes, Vishavta. Let's turn back the clock. Let's reset. Let's put on our Shabbos panim. Let's get ready early. And let's make the most of this Erev Shabbos. Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos in a way which will repair any time we didn't the previous year, and in a way which will get us started for the coming year. Have a holy Shabbos. Again, Shabbos, the Maritoy, the Good Yor, Good Kvito, the best of everything. Stay well, everyone. Have a happy, healthy, and a holy Shabbos.